You ready?
Yeah.
What?
Cowabunga! But now is it time? All right, go one more time. You're done.
No, I want to tell everybody how I got it.
What are you doing?
I want you to tell everybody how I got them and play the music.
Well, let's introduce ourselves. How's about that?
Okay.
Welcome to the WWE Family Podcast.
Hi.
Yeah. My name's Yuck, and
I'm Iron Man Isaac Sus Ike Nasty.
That's my boy, my 10-year-old son, and this is WWE Family Podcast, and we took a look at and finally looked at our numbers and where they're coming from, and we realized a lot of people overseas are listening to us. We expected to be a lot of troops because a lot of listeners are coming from Saudi Arabia. Shout out to Saudi Arabia! Shout out! And Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. We're getting a lot of downloads and plays over there. So anybody out there listening, if you're a troop, thank you.
Thank you.
Heck yeah. We love you guys.
If you're in San Diego, if you're the Chargers team.
Isaac's a Chargers fan. And of
course, please listen.
I'm a Packers fan.
Packers go, Pack, stink. Go.
Hey, we're going to beat the Vikings this week.
Sure. Lost them last week.
Come here, I'm going to twist your nipple. Yeah, that's it, too, sir. Anyways, thank you, everybody out there. We're definitely going to go back and listen to the tribute to the troops show and do a show over that soon. Also, please, we do have affiliate links. They are illamazon.com. So if you want to order anything off Amazon, please order it through illamazon. It's the same site, just our affiliate link, and we get couple pennies every time you spend some money. Yep. Anything else?
No, just let's just how I got my instrument and let's play the videos.
All right. So how'd you get your instrument? You were
huh?
You got it from the
we went to Dollar Tree, and if you're people that's in Green Bay, we went to the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, we went to Dollar.
I was looking around the toys, and I found these instruments.
It's a recorder.
I found a red recorder and green recorder. That's all I found. So Christmas colors.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, I go up with my dad, and then I just start bringing it with me everywhere. And then he's like, okay, you're getting it.
I was like, fine. We had a dollar. We had enough money to get it, right?
Yep.
We were counting. We only had like 14 bucks. No, we only had $10. $10, we had to get some stuff. Yeah. So, you gonna play and then you're gonna be done?
Mm-hmm.
All right, play. All right, good job. I was trying to find the clap, but I'll clap for you. Yee-hee, wah-ha, wah-ha. So are you ready to get into, what do I have loaded up? SmackDown from last Friday. Hopefully, oh, did I just mess it up? No,
nope.
I messed it up.
Did it?
No! All right, we're going to do SmackDown from last Friday. Neither one of us have seen this, right?
Last Friday?
Yeah, from,
No, we missed it after the real SmackDown.
Oh, no, it's going to give me problems, right? It's going to give me problems, huh? Oh, dang it. I knew I messed it up. You found your slippers?
Where was it, Casey?
Underneath your dad's chair.
Wow. Underneath my dad's chair.
Right here the whole time. All right, well, I messed it up. Here we go. Big Show and Sheamus.
Yes. Only, in fairness to Santa Claus, you're way fatter.
So he's...
That was not...
Man, I knew he was going to mess up. Let me guess. They already took it down from YouTube.
They did.
They might have. Oh, no. No!
Are the dogs still outside?
No, I let them in.
They're in, Casey.
That sucks.
What's out? I don't think there was any Friday.
Yeah, there was. In the beginning, Sheamus and Big Show were talking crap about each other.
Hello, everyone. Once again, Josh Matthews ringside with JBL. This being the final SmackDown of 2012. You have to wonder how the year is going to end for Friday nights.
We're just glad we're here. The Mayans weren't right, apparently. They didn't predict you, though.
Why is it going to end, Dad?
They were talking about the Mayans and the end of the world.
Oh, that's going to end. First they're off, not doing that anymore.
I want to say to each and every one of you, I hope you all had a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we did. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. We had a good Christmas. Hey, look, he's got the same outfit as you.
I mean, I'll be honest, Christmas to me is a very special time of year.
There was a kid in the crowd.
Probably gallons and gallons of eggnog flavored ale. Not too good, but not too bad either. I got a load of dodgy, ugly-looking sweaters and ties that will probably never leave my wardrobe. And of course, I got a year's supply of sunscreen from me ma. Ma, if you're watching this, thanks very much. But the greatest present I got was last Monday on Raw when I defeated Big Show in the Lumberjack Frost match.
What? We didn't even see that one.
And as we're only a few days away from the new year, I thought I'd make myself a new year's resolution by becoming the new world heavyweight champion. But to me, the new year feels too far away because, as the old saying goes, there's no time like the present, right?
Yeah!
So, Big Show, I'm calling you out,
sure.
Uh-oh.
How about it? Tonight, right here in Rochester, New York, you, me, the World Heavyweight Championship, huh?
I like it.
Why's that guy only coming in our right ear?
But if you think the beat I gave you last Monday night on Raw was bad, fella, wait till you see what I do to you in this ring tonight.
Fella! It was cool when we watched... When we went to SmackDown the other day, last week.
On Thursday?
Yeah, last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to this. When they constructed the... Wait a minute, what did he say? Okay, when they constructed the cage match is what I was saying. It was cool watching them construct that. They didn't take them long at all.
Win that
yeah. It was, yeah, the steel cage match that we saw these guys in was Sheamus. I told you Big Show was going to win.
That's your question. Don't boo me. Hey.
Everybody starts booing him more.
Do I look like Santa Claus to you?
Yeah.
You can't. All you need is a mustache, a big belly.
Yes.
Daniel Bryan.
Yes. Only, in fairness to Santa Claus, you're way fatter.
That was nice.
Dork.
That's
JBL
so
sucks.
Cute, Sheamus. You know, maybe you should make a New Year's resolution and go into stand-up comedy. And then your likelihood of being successful in stand-up comedy will be about as much as you get another shot at my World Heavyweight Championship. Yeah.
So what exactly are you afraid of then, huh?
I'm not afraid of anything.
But sure as hell seems like it. Let's be honest with you. I pushed you to the limit. I beat you on Raw. What's the problem? They'll tell you what. I came here tonight for a fight. I came here to fight for the World Heavyweight Championship. But if I can't get that championship, fella, I sure as hell am going to get a fight.
Hey, first of all, there's no need to fight me. The championship is not on the line.
Suckers! 2+2 equals Thomas Jefferson, sucker. I hate Booker T's music. What? The Rock. He's coming back. He's going crazy. Brazen. Can you smell what The Rock is?
The Rock.
What The Rock is cooking.
Can you smell it?
I'm not having any part of it. None. When I said I was done with Sheamus, I meant it. I am done with Sheamus. Sheamus is not worthy for another chance at my World Heavyweight Championship. Not worthy.
He's fought him enough.
I got news for you. There's not one single athlete you have in that locker room that is worthy for a chance at my World Heavyweight Championship. That locker room full of losers, wannabes, rejects. Uh-oh. Whenever I walk through that locker room, it reeks of inferiority. Reeks. Nobody is worth my World Heavyweight Championship.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Big Show.
Yeah, Big Show.
But you will be in action tonight.
Tonight. But you will be.
Nice sound.
Against whom?
I'm glad you asked that question.
I've been thinking about this all week.
I'm going to bring out every WWE superstar out here tonight.
Tonight.
Nope.
All those losers. All those wannabes. And see, what we're going to do is we're going to put their name in a tumbler, including Sheamus.
Including Sheamus?
Yes.
No.
And what we're going to do is we're going to spin it and we're going to choose. And the winner will face you tonight for the World Heavyweight Championship. Now, Teddy E, please bring out my superstars.
Announcement from our general manager. This is kind of cool. Check this out.
There you go, Booker. Great job of general managership. Just play around with my World Heavyweight Championship.
What does it mean, everybody? Does it mean like the girls too?
I don't know. Eve came out. Did you see that? Eve's out.
This lottery, this collection of nobodies and losers.
Yeah, they all kind of suck, man.
It's not a lottery to see who gets a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship. It's a lottery to see who gets knocked out.
Even Kofi's out there, Kane's out, Kane will whoop him. Alberto Del Rio, they're all out. Look at them.
that effect.
That's a fact.
To that effect.
Look at everybody's out there.
Big Show,
but I don't see Cena.
We're going to find out who your opponent is.
I don't see Ryback.
Right,
I don't see Dolph.
Can I get one of you to help me with this, please?
Some of those guys are whack, though.
There you go. He ain't even talking to
you. He's the only one who came out. That's
sure.
The girls.
Okay,
I got this,
Teddy.
All right?
Teddy, I got it.
Come on, now. Just get it out.
Teddy, I got
quit
it.
Fighting over. Just
get it.
Oh, they knocked it off the table, fighting
Teddy,
over
Teddy,
trying to get it open.
Teddy, I got it.
You got it. Come on.
Oh, and the Booker comes and opens it easily.
See what you did. See what you did.
The winner is Santino Marella.
Oh, wow. Santino's going to fight Big Show. Look at it. It's funny. Look at Big Show. He said, yes. Look, Santino's acting goofy. Like his normal self. What's up with that horn? Ooh, Booker T. Big Show just walked out of the ring right up to him.
This is it, Santino Marella.
One punch. Just punch him. Knock him out right there. He said, you want a chance at this? And he didn't say anything, did he, Isaac?
Well, the Big Show doesn't seem all that concerned, but Santino...
Look, Big Show just walked back to the... walked back, though.
I'm somebody different.
Buonasera. My
yeah.
name is Santino Marella, former two-time Intercontinental Champion.
Wow, he was an Intercontinental Champion?
You have to beware of the Cobra. Don't let that strike.
I brought my two Roman soldiers. Pasquale,
I never liked him that much.
Francesco.
What do you think of him?
Quite a reputation.
I think he's pretty cool.
Why? Because he acts silly?
No, because he acts. Because he takes down a lot of strong people.
I don't know. No, he's eating a hot dog backstage with Sheamus.
You've asked me to help you. Look. I've beaten the Big Show more than one occasion. I can help you out here tonight.
I appreciate your expertise. You are the master. I am a blank canvas. You are the painter. Please paint a masterpiece on me.
Look, last week in the Lumberjack Frost match, I beat Big Show with the bro kick. It seems to be the only thing that can take him down.
I must learn this
bro kick. Look at this.
Well, to save yourself tonight, I can actually teach you this.
Okay, but just keep in mind, with the Cobra, and my new brogue kick, it's pretty much guaranteed you'll never be champion again. Just so you know that.
All right, fella. Look, the trick is, you gotta pick your target, you gotta step back, and throw!
Ooh.
Okay. Can you do that? No. Look,
you gotta get
some torque into
it.
You gotta put some
waist.
Put some emotion into it. You know, wanna rip his head off. Let's go. Try it again. Let's go.
He just
still
kicked it again
enough.
Right
Come
up to
the
his
big
waist.
Show. It's for the World Heavyweight Championship. This is your time. This is your moment.
Yeah,
yeah. Now he pulled the muscle. Trying to kick her. Isaac's laughing in the microphone.
Hey, you want me to put close over here?
Yes.
There you go.
Now he's on the ground rolling and screaming. Holding his leg. Ooh, who's Kane fighting? Who's Kane fighting? Oh, it's a triple tag team match with Kofi, Team Hell No, against Cody Rhodes, Wade Barrett, oh, Team Rhodes Scholars, and Wade Barrett, yeah. Damon, what's his name? Damian Shadow.
I think he does too.
shadow. He hasn't gone to shadows. Undertaker should be.
Shandow or something? I don't know.
Shantooth?
What'd you say? Give me Superfly Snickers and Alberto Doritos.
You said Doritos. I said Doritos.
Here comes Kofi Kingston, who unleashed the Wildcat in 2012, becoming the Intercontinental Champion, defeating The Miz.
I like Kofi as an Intercontinental Champion.
He's not anymore.
Yeah, he is.
No, he lost against Wade Barrett. Wade Barrett at
TLC. No, he didn't.
He did.
When was that? Oh.
Remember on Raw?
Yeah, on Raw. See, we already watched some of Raw, and we're re-watching the SmackDown before it.
You can't remember Raw.
Well, we can skip through. I mean, we're trying to do more for people. I like Wade Barrett. And I had this set up, so.
No, I just want to see who wants this fight. This jumping fight.
Yeah, Cody wasn't Intercontinental Champion for that long.
He was
only a couple weeks. It's only been like 2 or 3 weeks.
That he's been Intercontinental. Yeah, I know that. No, it's been 3 weeks.
A month at most.
No, he's never been a month.
That stinks, man. I like Kofi as an Intercontinental Champion. But he doesn't give off a good. He wrestles good, but his personality sucks.
Standoff here between all six superstars. Who will gain the upper hand as SmackDown rolls on?
His acted like a tough guy doesn't. I don't buy it.
Allow me to beg your indulgence.
What is this?
Tis I, Damian Sandow.
Sandow.
The spiritual savior of the masses.
We're gonna fast forward.
For Sandow, his mission is to.
Santino,
So. Kane taking care of. At the end of the match. Kane's getting beat outside. Daniel Bryan. I like Team Hell No.
There goes Daniel Bryan. Ballhammer. Here it comes.
The wind up. Kofi Kingston ducks out of the way.
Another counter.
And now this time, Barrett's stacked up on his shoulders.
Ooh. He is not Cody, y'all.
Stupid! Wade Barrett sounds like a tough guy.
He is, though. I think he is.
No, Big Show can nail him.
That'd be a good match, Big Show against him. So let's see this. So this is what I wanted to see. This is why I wanted to watch SmackDown again. Big E Langston? When did all this happen? We must have missed it in a Raw. Man, AJ's a little scuzz bag.
That was just a cheater.
That's crazy, huh?
He won the Money in the Bank again, defeating John Cena.
Yep, so AJ, she slutted with dude from dude to dude to dude.
WWE superstars are professionally trained performers.
Yeah.
The moves we do in the ring take years of practice to perfect and execute safely. I urge the entire WWE universe to never try to copy what we do in the ring,
yeah,
at home or at school. Stay safe. Don't try this.
Yeah, I don't like it that AJ's being all scuzzy. She used to be my girl.
Skip forward a little bit.
Into the cover, hooks the leg. Ziggler down and gets the shoulder up at two. Important match here. For
yeah, right there.
Dolph Ziggler.
Okay. So Dolph won against The Miz. I like the way Dolph wrestles, and I like the way Miz wrestles, too. AJ's acting like a stupid chick again.
At the behest of AJ, Big E would go up the stairs there. Up the stairs towards the ring.
So Big E was going to interfere, huh?
Sure, Big E's exact role. Take a look there. Make sure, making his presence known. There, AJ, come on, Big E. I believe AJ felt she was insulted by the Miz. Take a look right here.
Boom! That was a nice move, man.
Story here, though. What a trio this is turning out to be.
Hey, AJ. AJ. Let's face it. No matter which WWE superstar you're with at New Year's Eve, we all know that night's gonna end with a bang.
Uh-oh.
Happy New Year, sweetheart.
Ha, ha, ha. Uh-oh, no, Ziggler's going back to fight Miz.
We got Miz TV, and here comes Ziggler.
Good job, Miz nailed it with the mic.
Some fight being shown here, John, for Miz. Brawl on SmackDown. I like it.
Look, now AJ sent the Big E in. Ooh, he got smacked. Miz just got laid out with a big clothesline.
Look at this.
Now he picked him up. Is that his finisher move?
To the Miz.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Don't insult the crazy chick. I think everyone's gonna learn. Don't insult AJ.
What about you?
Wow. That's crazy.
Did you tell him?
Yeah.
Wait. Him? Yeah, that's him.
They brought Ricardo Rodriguez in to fight the Big Show.
Ricardo, what makes you think you can be world heavyweight champion?
Wow.
He's you want to be world heavyweight champion, son? Do you? Here, let me put the world heavyweight championship title on you.
He's got it around his shoulder.
Big Show, you want to compete against me for the world heavyweight championship? It's your plan. You want to compete against me for the world heavyweight championship, Ricardo? I want to hear you in that voice. I want to hear you announce for me. Announce yourself as a world heavyweight champion.
Oh, we seen Rob. That was it.
Live in the moment. Do it. Announce it.
Go back,
you're
Daddy.
The world heavyweight champion. Feel it.
The new world heavyweight champion, Ricardo.
Oh, then he just popped him.
Let me fool with you, Big
What's
Show?
Wrong with me? What's wrong with you?
Big Show just popped him. WMD.
You're just having a lot of trouble, Big Show. That's what's going to happen. Teddy, hand me my championships. Ridiculous.
Now.
This is ridiculous, man.
Don't play with me.
This is ridiculous. Man, this is ridiculous, Big Show.
Big Show, yeah. What happened? You gotta fast forward this stuff.
Okay, you're gonna get one more chance, but guess what? It's gonna be your last chance. And I don't need you coming around asking for no more after this. So
uh-oh.
Guess what? Get the hell
hold
out.
On a second. That's now Booker T is yelling at the ref guy that nailed
John Cena.
No,
Ryback.
Ryback in the gym bag and helped out CM Punk. And some guy is following him with a camera. So he must be filming a documentary of this. What is his name? Tom Maddox or something?
Who cares? Skip back, please.
Skip back?
Yes.
Yeah, well, let's see this. So we're backing up so we can watch this whole thing. Cut to Ricardo Rodriguez.
And what about his future?
And Booker T.
Man, what the hell you want, huh?
I just wanted to ask you for just one more chance, Book.
Look, man. Get out of my sight.
Funky,
can't you see I got business right now?
Old,
I don't need you coming around asking for one
jacket.
More shot. Not right now, all right? Ricardo, you all right?
Look, I want one more chance. Now, can you dig that? Sucker.
You want another chance?
That's
you
a ref,
another
dude.
Chance.
Yes.
But yeah, you're going to get
Brad
one
Maddox.
More chance. But guess what? It's going to be
Maddox,
your
yeah,
last
right.
chance. And I don't need you coming around asking for no more after this. So guess what? Get the hell out of here because your match is up next. All right?
All
How
right.
about that?
All right.
Get out of here.
Brad Maddox. He's got it on the back of his jacket.
Ricardo, meet me. Stop spinning. Ricardo, are you okay?
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
Ricardo, meet me. Stop spinning.
Ricardo, do it again, then.
I didn't do that.
I'm sorry, man.
Never saw
I'm
the
sorry.
Thing, man.
All right. Get us, Big Show, you big fat monster. I'm telling you, Booker T. The moment I see the Big Show, he's gonna be like a giant piñata.
Oh yeah.
And I'm gonna open him up.
Man, I don't blame you, man. I tell you what, I got one better than that. How about I put you in that World Heavyweight Championship match tonight versus the Big Show? How about that?
Boy, smiling. Oh yeah. So it's gonna be Big Show. Dude. All right, let's cut to Brad Maddox. Walking out with a microphone.
My New Year's resolution is to become a certified WWE superstar. I have never broken a New Year's resolution. I also have a resolution for each and every one of you. Simple enough. Always remember the name Brad Maddox. Trust me. After tonight,
He sucks.
That is going to be as easy as it gets. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Brad Maddox pleaded for one more chance from our general manager, Booker T, but he doesn't know who his opponent is.
It's a shameful thing.
He's gonna kick him in the face, so
come get to some of this arrogant punk.
Kick him in the face! Holy mackerel, we gotta turn that down. That is some crazy
opportunity
stuff.
Opportunity for the World Heavyweight Championship, and John, as you know, Sheamus loves to fight. He'll take one anywhere he can get it.
I hope he just bro kicks him and knocks him out right away. What do you think of Brad Maddox, Isaac?
Hate him. Watch this.
He doesn't seem real at all, does he?
Nope.
Last shot. Maddox doesn't beat Sheamus here.
2 minutes before I have to go to bed. Just hurry us up.
Oh, you got 10 minutes, huh?
Although Maddox did stop by the second screen experience.
Well, we're gonna fast forward this.
And, well, he said that.
Wow, he lasts. He
told him that he has one last chance, but Vicky Guerrero
didn't
say that.
They
so
already knew
him
once.
Yeah, I know. Sheamus wins. Yep, here's at the end. Here comes a bro kick right to Brad Maddox. Bam, nailed him. There you go. Then here comes Big Show at the end, fighting Alberto Del Rio.
Now we gotta watch this match.
All right, yeah, this will be a good match.
Survivor Series, and they're retained again at tables, ladders, and chairs. And John, the strategy for Del Rio in a match against someone the size of the Giant.
If Del Rio's giving it to him in the stomach, he's got him in the corner, kicking him. Oh, there goes the Giant slap.
Heavy
that
hand.
Is impressive.
Yep, just like that.
Del Rio out here without Ricardo. Del Rio's absolutely full of fire. Not only took out his ring announcer.
I hate that he slaps all the time.
Ricardo Rodriguez.
Ooh, headbutt.
Big Show. Rodriguez.
Uh-oh. Wow, Big Show just whipped him. Down to the ground. He's got him in a headlock.
Against the Big Show.
That's what I love about Booker T.
Say something, boy. Oh, look at him. What is he doing to him? Tell him what he's doing.
What?
What was Alberto Dorito doing?
Alberto Dorito. He was pulling his face.
Yeah, his mouth and his eyes.
John, you made a great
point. Yeah, pulling it.
Rodriguez being the best friend of Alberto Del Rio. It's something that we don't point out that much, considering that Rodriguez does work for Del Rio as well.
Slap.
Because he works for him doesn't mean he can't be.
Big Show has got control. Well, Alberto, he keeps punching him, but he'll do something. But Alberto just.
Championship up for grabs in the Big Show.
Big Show just takes control after Alberto just punches him and tries to kick him in the knee or something. Right now, he just threw him out the ring.
He's
about to grab him.
He's about to punch him.
Right into the steps.
Who
sucks now.
He does. Big Show does.
I like Big Show as a heel. As a bad guy.
I don't.
You don't like him as a bad guy?
I think you...
You liked him as a smile guy coming out? When he was a good guy?
Well, he was always a bad guy back then because...
Well, for a while he was a good guy, remember?
No, I mean when Brock Lesnar was around. When he used to fight.
Yeah, but last year, remember?
Yeah, after Rey Mysterio... I was watching this on YouTube. Rey Mysterio gets his injury.
He got injured?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she couldn't wrestle for another thing, a day or a week.
No, it was like a year or something.
No, because he made it back and she was talking about it. And it was a week or a day.
Okay.
I watched the video and did.
Okay.
And then Big Show starts taking them down, throwing them to the ground. Next thing you know, a nice guy before he turned bad, Mr. Brock Lesnar, came and takes down Big Show.
Remember People power. Mr. Laurinaitis.
My name is Mr. John Laurinaitis. I'm the vice president of talent coordinations and the general manager of Raw and SmackDown.
I was watching that.
And I just gave the Big Show an ironclad contract.
I don't know. Either way, he's good. He was good as a... Del Rio just got up. He's kicking him to the head.
Del Rio building momentum. A very aggressive and vicious Alberto Del Rio.
It's about six kicks to the head. Big Show's on his back.
Cover him, Alberto.
What's he doing? He just threw him in the corner off.
Wait, did he come on? Did he come on Monday Night Raw? Did he have a champion?
I don't remember.
Find out. And Del Rio, a new computer. We have 4 minutes.
Del Rio calling for it. Trying to turn the Big Show around here. Here it is. Almost locked in. And Big Show.
Hank threw him out of the ring with one hand. From the middle of the ring.
Fast forward a little bit.
Yeah, I know. You got to get to bed. I want to read tonight with you. The big 1-0.
What's this?
Oh, wait a minute. So Big Show's Big Show leaves the ring. He says, I'm good. Getting out of here. So he can be disqualified. And then here comes Sheamus. Trying to get Big Show back in the ring. Aw. So he gets disqualified anyways. Sheamus.
The officials called for the bell.
Big Show still trying to leave. Come on back.
Wow, he just kicked Sheamus's butt. Sheamus is down on the ground by the ring. Big Show's back, walking back to the locker room. What else? Uh-oh. Here comes The Miz. Kane. Daniel Bryan. Everybody. Ooh, Kane just slapped him. Now everybody's beating on him. Even the good... Dude, look, the good guys and the bad guys are all joining in to beat on him. See that? Dolph Ziggler's out there. Antonio Cesaro's out there. And Miz and all the good guys. Look, Sheamus and Alberto and Big Show are in the ring right now. This is crazy. Look, Alberto. Alberto just kicked him to the back of the skull. Yeah. Sheamus is doing his thing, getting the crowd pumped up, beating his chest. Look at
this.
You knew that was coming. Look at everybody's out there. Good guys and bad guys. It's crazy. So there it goes. That's the end of SmackDown. last SmackDown of 2012. And it ends with Big Show on his back, Sheamus leaning over him, and Alberto Dorito standing there. Are they turning Alberto Dorito into a good guy now? Might be.
I think he should be. He's trying to act like a good guy.
All right. Yeah, I think so.
Because, you know, Big Show's a bad guy, so he's going to start acting like a good guy.
Yep. Well, big shout out to the WWE for giving us lots of entertainment. Big shout out to the troops and everybody overseas listening to us.
Yep.
Remember, we got I got other shows on illradio.net. Get in the Corner podcast is one of the best.
Get in the corner.
Get in the corner. We get crazy on that goofy, silly stuff. Please listen to that. Go to illradio.net, illamazon.com. If you're into Gamefly, illgamefly.com. You'll get a free month. And I'll get some bucks. We need to buy Isaac more toys at the dollar store. Get rid of that recorder.
No.
All right. See y'all later. Say something goodbye.
Bye. Yeah.